Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 6, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. A new executive order bans transactions with 8 Chinese apps, including Alipay, Tencent's QQ Wallet, and WeChat Pay, as well as CamScanner, ShareIt, VMate, and WPS Office. The Commerce Department now has 45 days to define which transactions will officially be banned under the order, although Reuters sources say the department plans to act before the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Biden. The order claims data collected by those apps could pose a threat to national security. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority launched an investigation into NVIDIA's planned $40 billion acquisition of ARM. The regulator will look at how the acquisition will impact competition in the UK and if it gives ARM incentive to withdraw, raise prices, or reduce the quality of its intellectual property licensing services to NVIDIA's rivals. WhatsApp updated its terms of service and privacy policy to now say that information collected by WhatsApp can be used by other Facebook companies. WhatsApp introduced similar changes back in July, but provided users with an opt-out of sharing data with Facebook. The new policy goes into effect February 8th and is required to continue using WhatsApp services. TechCrunch confirmed that Google plans to begin updating its iOS apps to feature the new App Store privacy labels as early as this week. Apple began requiring the labels to be included in all app and app updates submitted as of December 8th. Since then, Google has updated its Slides and the homework helper app Socratic by Google, but neither includes the new privacy labels. Singapore confirmed that law enforcement officers may access the data of the Trace Together contact tracing system. 78% of Singapore's residents, about 4.2 million people, have adopted Trace Together, which records anonymized contact but not location. Authorized officers can access the data under the Criminal Procedure Code for purposes of safety and security. Verizon's 3G network will seemingly get another stay of execution. Verizon had initially said its 3G network would be shut down at the end of 2019, later delaying it to the end of 2020. In response to inquiries from Light Reading, a Verizon spokesperson said, "Our 3G network is operational and we don't have a plan to shut it down at this time," although clarifying later that it did intend to shutter the network as soon as possible. The carrier stopped activating 3G devices back in July 2018. AT&T has announced plans to shut down its 3G service in early 2022, with T-Mobile saying a shutdown would come over the next several years. Business Insider sources say Amazon is working on a palm-sized contactless device to track and detect sleep apnea, codenamed Brahms. This would use millimeter wave radar to track breathing patterns, feature Amazon Voice Services integration, and integrate with other smart devices. A release window for the device is unknown. Amazon has leased its own cargo plane since 2016, but it now owns a few. Amazon bought 11 used Boeing 767-300 jets from Delta and WestJet. Prices for the planes have fallen as demand for air travel fell throughout 2020. Amazon will continue to use third parties to operate the planes, as it does for its leased aircraft. And now an update on the New Year's hottest will-they-won't-they story. After receiving new guidance from the Treasury Department, the New York Stock Exchange says it will in fact delist China Telecom, China Mobile, and China Unicom. The new guidance stated that people in the U.S. specifically could not engage in certain transactions with the three companies as of next Monday. The exchange will halt trading with the three as of 4 p.m. January 11th. Facebook began rolling out an update to Pages, offering a cleaner design and making it easier to switch between personal Facebook profiles and public-facing pages. The update also more prominently features a page's bio and posts, and will no longer display the number of likes received, listing followers of the page instead. 9to5 Google noticed that the Nest Cam IQ Outdoor was not available in Google's online store. Google confirmed the device is sold out, but said it's planning a new lineup of security cameras for 2021. Google did not provide any more specifics other than to say Nest will keep investing in new innovations. The Nest Cam Indoor, the Nest Cam IQ Indoor, and the Nest Cam Outdoor, without the IQ, remains available through Google. OpenAI released two new models, DALL-E and Clip. Clip, or Contrastive Language Image Pre-training, is an image recognition model that was trained on images and their captions taken from the internet, which provides longer descriptions of images rather than simple one-word labels used in typical training sets. This allows it to generalize across tasks without needing additional training. DALL-E, meanwhile, is an image generation model trained on text-image pairs taken from the internet. The model will draw images based on short, natural language captions. And finally, the Minecraft team announced that it will shut down its AR mobile game Minecraft Earth on June 30th. The team said the game was originally created to encourage free movement and collaborative play, two things that have become near impossible in the current global situation. The final update to the game reduces the time needed to craft and the cost of materials to let players enjoy the game while staying at home. In-app purchases have been disabled, and paid Ruby coins will be converted into Mine coins that can be used on the wider Minecraft marketplace. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.